The Torah in Parshas Netzavim begins, Atam Netzavim Hayom Kulchem Fnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rasheichem Shifteichem Zekneichem, Shetreichem Ish Kol Yisrael. And as the Michas Yehuda from the Stachina Rebbe explains this pasuk, Parshas Netzavim is always read in the time of Rosh Hashanah, typically as in this year, Baruch Hashem, before Rosh Hashanah, we read Parshas Netzavim. And the Rambam tells us that the way a Jew is supposed to live is b'chol drochecha de'ehu. That everything that we have, not just ruchnius, not just Torah mitzvahs, but in everything that we encounter in our lives, de'ehu should be used for avodas Hashem. As the Noam Elimelech explains, the pasuk says, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'toivloch lo'olam haba. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, if you take your olam hazeh, and you use your olam hazeh for avodas Hashem, then v'toivloch lo'olam haba. That will help you achieve olam haba. And that's what the pasuk he says begins with this week's parasha. Atem netzavim hayoim, we stand today before Rosh Hashanah, as we prepare for a new year. And the pasuk tells us, how can we guarantee ourselves to have a ksiva v'chsim v'toiva? If kulchem l'fnei Hashem, if we use all of our capacity and all of our capability and all of our resources l'fnei Hashem, Roshechem shifteichem. Roshechem, he says, stands for Roshechem. If everything that we have, the first thing that enters our mind is avodas Hashem. If everything we do is l'shem shemayim, then we will be zoicha l'shifteichem. We will be zoicha. Roshechem stands for shnas keil mole yoishev al kisei rachmim. Zekneichem stands for Zokim Molei Rachmim. Kol Ish Yisrael, every Jew who lives in that fashion will be Zoicha to Aksiva V'chsim Atayva. The Medrash says, Omer Moshe, Rabbeinu Olo HaShalom. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'akshem Atem L'Olam Lamed Ba'Olam. If you want to succeed in this world, Isku B'Tayra, Maksiv L'Mala, V'Shematim Esdivrei Bris HaZois, V'achrav Atem Nitzavim. The Medrash says, the last week says, the Parsha ends with the words, V'shematim es divrei abris. If we follow the Derech HaTorah, we will be zoicha to Atem Nitzavim. And explains the Nois Desha. In the world that we live in, there are many different distractions from Avodas Hashem. But if somebody, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Im Torah Elokim Belibo, in Perek Lamed Zayin, if he lets Torah guide his life, then Losum Arashurav, then he will be able to stay on the straight path. A person who connects himself to Torah will be Zoicha to Losum Arashurav, he won't fall off the right plank. And that's how the parasha ends this week. The Torah says, "Lahava es Hashem Elokecha." If somebody lives his life of a havas Hashem, as the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, if somebody lives his life with avodas Hashem, to do the rotzon Hashem, to do the will of Hashem, he will be zoicha, as the pasuk says, "Leman tichya atav zarecha." He and his family and his children will be zoicha to life, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Mi yala lanu hashamayma. And the Baal HaTurim makes a very interesting observation. He says, we look at the first letters of the pasuk, Mi yala lanu hashamayma, they stand for Mila. And we look at the last letters of the words Mi yala lanu hashamayim, they stand for Yutke Vovke. What is most unique about the mitzvah Mila is that the mitzvah Mila is a mitzvah that touches our gashmius, The Makom HaMila is certainly a place of Gashmius. It's a place that represents a person's most base urges. But it also shows us that every part of us can be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that as soon as a child is born, his parents make for him a bris milah to show that the life of a Jew is a life that's completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way, in every facet possible. And the Balei Torah perhaps is teaching us, Mi'ala lanu hashamayma. How will we be zoicha to Yudkei Vovkei? We know that the Shem Yudkei Vovkei represents Midas Harachamim, which we also desperately need, Chazdei Hashem. If we live and learn the lesson of the Mila, that every part of our life, not just the Ruchnius elements of our life, but even the Gashmius elements of our life, are devoted to Avodas Hashem, then we will be Zoicha to Yudkei Vovkei, to Midas Harachamim. Because a Jew has to connect every moment of his life and recognize that he needs to bring Hashem into every part of his life and to everything that he does. There's a fantastic story that a chassid once came to his Rebbe and told his Rebbe, I'm not well, and I've gone to many doctors who have not been able to help me. So the Rebbe told his chassid, there's a city in Russia called Anapoli. There's a very big doctor. That's the doctor that you should go see. He could help you. So this chassid, with much hope, took a train. It was an arduous trip to get to Anapoli, to get to see the doctor of Anapoli. He comes to that city, and he gets off the train, and he meets somebody in the street, and he asks, where is the famous doctor of Anapoli? Where does he live? Where does he have his office? And people look at him. We don't know what you're talking about. So he says, maybe he's not a famous doctor, but what? Maybe it's a regular doctor. So he asks the people in the city, where does the doctor of this town live? He said, we're a small village, and we don't have a doctor that lives in this city. So he asked them, so what do you do if somebody gets sick? They said, if in this town somebody gets sick, we have no other option but to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to him. And that was the message that the Rebbe was trying to teach this chassid. We don't need the big professor. We don't need the big doctor. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. If we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring rachmim and chassodim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahu rachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahu chanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu epitomizes chesed v'rachmim. And if we connect ourselves to him, we will bring chesed v'rachmim and all the yeshuas that we all need towards this new year.